Hello everyone and welcome to The Stagey Place, the podcast where we here chat to the writers, directors, producers, designers, anyone and everyone who works behind the scenes in theatre to create the magic that you see on stage. And in today's episode, we have writer Joe C. White, who is on today's episode to talk about Rotten, a show which is opening this weekend at the Leicester Curve, before then going on a small rural UK tour. You'll be able to see all the tour dates in our episode notes, so wherever you are streaming this episode, please do check out the link for you to find out where you can catch Rotten whilst it's on tour. I really hope that you enjoy this episode with Joe C. We were talking a couple of weeks back before rehearsals actually started, so I hope that it is an inspiring listen in today's episode of The Stage Place, episode 140, Can You Believe It?, with writer Joe C. White. Hello, Josie, and welcome to The Stage Place today. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm really good, thank you. Josie, today we are talking about Rotten, which is on its UK tour this year. Josie, you are the writer of Rotten, and we were just talking before recording how this show started off from the pandemic with the mentorship from Ricky Beadle Blair, who is actually going to be directing this tour of Rotten. Tell me a little bit about the stage that we're at now at the time of recording.
So I have literally just finished some rewrites. The script is going to be sent out to our amazing cast and our creative team. So I'm a bit nervous about what they will think of it. I think it was four of our actors have been in the play since the beginning, since we did a research and development phase. So they really know the characters very well. So I'm really interested to see what they think of the little tweaks and changes that I've made and to see it brought to life, really. We've really got a team of such amazing actors, and I think the audiences will just be blown away by them, really.
Like you said, there were some of the actors that have already been in development. It means that the characters that you're putting in for the show, you're able to listen to how the actors are reacting to their characters and knowing that obviously they are performing it for the tour itself, which is really lovely. So talk to me a little bit about the origins then of Rotten, how this all came about, where in the pandemic we're at when you started this mentorship with Ricky.
So I basically first met Ricky when I was an actor in one of his plays called Gutted, which is an amazing, amazing play. I recommend it to anyone who loves theatre, anyone who is interested in writing, because it is just a masterclass in writing, really. It's just incredible. And I was lucky enough to play one of his characters called Janine. And we just kind of just started talking about writing there, really. Before that, I always loved creating stories. I mean, I've been writing like little books and stuff since I was 13, creating characters and worlds as an actor as well. But I just saw what Ricky did with Gutted, and I saw how it was just so unashamedly raw, and it was about people that he knew, people he grew up with, about where he grew up in London. And it just got me thinking, would people be interested to know like where I grew up and experiences that I've had? And so it kind of started from there. And I sent Ricky a little email about the idea I'd had for it, which I kind of had just sitting on my balcony in London where I lived, sitting and thinking about stuff and I guess being a bit down because work as an actor wasn't really coming through. I lived in a block of council flats, and across the way from me was just like multi-million pound gorgeous flats. And I was, oh, I wonder if I'll ever be able to have that. I wonder what their lives are like. I bet it's amazing. And that's kind of where the idea for Rotten came. And then we went into the pandemic and everything shut down, as we know. And I just thinking to myself, I've really got to do something in this time that I have. Otherwise, I'm just going to descend into despair, really. Yeah. So that's when I really started like cracking on with it. And Ricky, because of the pandemic, some of his time was freed and he was generous enough to just mentor me through the whole process. one-to-one. We'd meet on a Zoom meeting maybe once a week. He'd read what I'd written. I'd go away. I'd make the changes he thought. And throughout the weeks of the pandemic, it developed into an amazing first draft. I say amazing, it needed a lot of work, but I was really proud of it. And then I got a group of actor friends together via Zoom because everyone was free. So when you say to a group of actors, oh, do you fancy just reading a new script? And they're like, oh, yes, please, because I'm going insane here. So they generously gave me their time and we read through it. And that's kind of was the process. We do a Zoom read through, I go away, make edits. We do another one, go away, make edits. And yeah, the drafts kept on coming.
And so when you look at those early drafts then of the play, and you look to it now as the latest draft, nearly about to go into rehearsals now to do the tour, how does the first draft to this draft change and alter? Like, does it still feel like it's the story that you wanted to tell at the beginning?
It feels a lot more clear. I feel like at the beginning, especially as a new writer, like this is my debut play. I think the characters were good, but the story was a bit all over the place. There was a lot of time passing between scenes. It wasn't as refined, and now it's a lot shorter. It's a lot more punchy. The characters are really diverse. I've really been able to really look at them through the drafts in a way that has helped me just to find them and make them more human and more personable. I found that I think in the earlier drafts, they were really leaning on the rotten side, as you know, as the show's called Rotten. But I think now they're way more human. I feel like they're really likable in a way that you don't want to like them, but they're very endearing. You understand them. You understand why they're so frustrated with their circumstances. You can relate to the fact that we're living in a cost of living crisis and they have no money and the Netflix has been turned off. The electricity, they are really failing at their dream and will do basically anything for happiness, for their version of happiness.
Yeah, so we've obviously spoken a little bit then about the origins of Rotten. So, Josie, can you tell me about the characters that we meet at the start of the show and where we find them?
So we basically meet three women, Saoirse, Coco, and Sonia, three regional women who are living in a council flat in London, and they're basically trying to make their dreams come true, which is to be very successful actors. But the dream is kind of dwindling. They are broke and they live across the road from an amazing block of multi-million pound houses and flats, and they can see directly into the life of a Instagram celebrity slash aristocrat called Iris, and they envy her life so much, basically, because they have no TV, they have no access to internet really. They just watch what's going on in her life. So yeah, it's people watching and spying on your neighbors to a whole new disturbing extent. And they watch her and they catch her in a very compromising position. They decide to film it and they're encouraged by one of the girls' on and off again boyfriends to blackmail Iris. And through their plan to blackmail her, everything just comes apart. And the story kind of just spirals. And that's when the roller coasters start and the betrayals and the romances and the double crossings. And you basically see a group of people destroying themselves in the pursuit of kind of wealth.
And what's really exciting about what you told me there is that these are regional people. And obviously, with the tour, you're doing a very regional tour of the country to take Rotten too. So, obviously, we've got Leicester, Derby, Norwich, Scarborough, Harrogate, Lancaster, and Nottingham. So, these are very regional venues, which must be really nice to, and hopefully, people will be able to find themselves in the characters that they see on stage. How excited are you about the fact that Rotten is going on this UK regional tour?
It's really incredible. I mean, to think it started as just kind of me in my room writing this show in lockdown to what it is now and the venues that are taking it on now. It's just incredible. It's such a dream. And I feel like you're totally right about the fact that they are regional people. So it's only right that we really do a regional tour. And I think a lot of people in these regions, especially Nottingham, where I'm from, and Derby, everywhere really, but I'm just thinking from the Nottingham perspective. My parents are Londoners and they moved to Nottingham about 20 something years ago, along with the rest of my family. So there is a lot of Southerners, especially from London, living in the region.
Sure.
So I really think that it will relate to them as well. I think a lot of people on the stops we're going to will relate to it, even if it's just relating to the cost of living crisis, pop culture references, relating to the characters themselves. They might remind you of someone you know or a part of yourself. And it kind of builds on thriller. So there's quite a wide range of people that would enjoy it. But it's specifically comedy thriller. We're saying 16 to 30 year olds.
Okay, great. Well, obviously, here on the website, I can see that the first tagline is Hitchcock meets Lord of the Flies in this exciting new comedy thriller. Who would be your ideal type of audience member who is coming to see the show?
I think that at the moment, there's a real kind of hype and interest in Netflix crime documentary. A TV thriller would be an ideal audience for something like this because it's basically that, but it's live. You can see them, you can see every little reaction, and it's gripping in that way. I think for theatre goers who really like new writing, it would be amazing for them to come and see it. And any fans of that kind of dark comedy, I think would be a perfect audience.
And we should say as well that I've seen on the website, I'm just looking at it now, that you've got the rapid response scheme, which I know will be, is it just for a couple of the venues on the tour where people can come and watch the show and then respond and write their own kind of piece of writing based off what they've seen?
So basically, the Rapid Response Writers Scheme is something that we are doing at Derby Theatre and Curve Theatre. And basically, we're going to have an introduction workshop with these writers, with Ricky, and give them the script, talk to them all about the show and the themes. And then they're going to go away and write a short scene or a monologue. And they're going to send it back to us. And we're going to myself, Ricky, and Rob, who's our co-producer, who's also a great writer, Rob Ward, are going to mentor them on their pieces. And then they're going to have the opportunity to have a showcase at either Derby Theatre or Curve Theatre before Rotten goes on. But they're going to have professional actors read their pieces and it'll be like a script in hand thing. And Ricky will direct them. It's a really good opportunity, I think, because it's the opportunity to have your work performed by professional actors at an amazing regional theatre. Hoping to get some regional kind of industry experts in just to kind of give them a real platform.
That is really exciting because obviously that just shows that Rotten lives on within the world of the play as well. That, your writing will
Absolutely.
be able to hopefully inspire and influence a pool of new writers or writers regionally to create their own kind of piece influenced on your writing. And again, like we say, this is your first debut play. So to have people influenced by your play to write their own short pieces must feel really like a big achievement for you.
Yeah, it does. I really hope that it inspires people to write themselves, especially regional people, because we really need new writing regionally. It would be great to see more of it. And it would be great to see new East Midlands writers kind of rise up and do new things. And I'd love to go and watch their work and see how they progress because I feel like, the Midlands has so much to say. And I just kind of want everyone to listen to it, really.
Well, Josie, I've got one final question to ask you about Rotten, and it's about the script and something that we are hoping will attract people to come and see the show. Is there a moment or a piece of dialogue or a character or a scene that you are most excited for audiences to react to when they're watching the show?
There's quite a few bits. There's some really great, I say great, I feel like I'm just like not meaning to, blow my own trumpet, but there's some really cool monologues that I like because of the actors, basically. I like when it comes to life through them. And the monologues in the show really identify where the characters at that specific moment, how they're kind of feeling towards what they're doing. So there's this really great line from Sonia, and she says, "So we're really barreling down the path of no return." And it's kind of met with a lot of, "Oh, climb down off Moral Mountain," all that stuff. They basically just rebuke her. And it's just really poignant. She says quite a lot of poignant stuff, like when the characters are just in the midst of making terrible life-changing mistakes. She kind of comes out with these one-liners. "We're drowning in a whirlpool of each other's mistakes and greed. And for what?" And she calls capitalism a cancer and that money is the root of all evil. She's really the voice of reason that no one listens to. And then there's a moment where she shifts and she almost gets them into more trouble. And that moment is really shocking. And I know that because watching audiences when she does what she does, which turns the whole play on its head, and everyone will know what I mean if they see it. There's shock because she's just the last person that you'd expect to do something like that. So I feel like that's really exciting. I think that she's a really diverse kind of cool character, and she has quite a few shocking moments as well as being the voice of reason.
That's really intriguing, and I hope that people are listening to this and are able to book, hoping to see what that shocking moment will be where the whole play gets turned on its head. Well, Josie, we have been talking today about Rotten, which once again is on its UK tour. You are the writer of the production, and it is heading to Leicester, Derby, Norwich, Scarborough, Harrogate, Lancaster, and Nottingham later this spring. We'll have all of the tour dates on the episode notes, wherever anybody is listening to this episode. So, Josie, before I let you go for the rest of your day, I've got two final questions for you, and they're the questions that we ask everybody who comes onto the podcast. And my first question is about advice that you might have for people who are listening to this episode and want to get into the area of the industry that you are in, Josie, and that is obviously writing. Now, obviously, this is your debut full length play that you are doing this year with Rotten. What advice would you have for anybody out there listening to this episode who is also thinking about writing their very first debut play?
I'd say get to know the local theatres around you. What's the one that you always went every year to see the pantomime at, or one that you saw that really great play at? Just basically get to know who's working in these theatres, what they have on, and what outreach they have on. All theatres will have some kind of outreach program that you can get involved in. And I feel like attending these and these workshops and kind of really keeping your finger on the pulse is how you will get these opportunities. I feel like also writing emails is amazing. Writing an email to the artistic director of your local regional theatre or the development producer. And usually these emails are quite easy to find. They may be on the website, and you can send them an email and just introduce yourself. If you have any work, if you have any questions about anything or what you can do, or if you can even get any work experience, what opportunities they have coming up. I feel like people can get very afraid to approach these big venues and the leaders of these big venues, but they really are people, and I've found them to be very kind and really supportive. So I feel like send that email. If you really like someone's work, send them an email. Get people to read your work, friends to read your work. I feel like it's just really about keeping your finger on the pulse and being persistent. You can be persistent and be really kind. And persistence, I don't think, is being annoying. It's just being enthusiastic. So keep going, I'd say, and reach out to people, and opportunities will come your way. Just you've just got to be persistent and work hard. I've said the word persistent so many times, but I think that's the main point, really, is just persistence, determination, keeping going.
It's one of these things, right, where if you don't ask, you don't get. If you don't look, like you say, those development emails that you
confined over all the regional venues that are around you. They'll be on the websites, they're easy to find. It's all about networking as well. Like, just to put your name
Yes.
in there, like you say, just the introductory email of who you are as well. But yeah, if you don't ask, you don't get. And I've learned that this year. I'm like, if I don't email these people asking for work, then I'm not going to get anywhere. So you have to ask and you have to put yourself out there. So absolutely, that is a wonderful piece of advice, Josie. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We're going to move over to the final question of the podcast today.
Okay.
It's the title of this podcast. That's the stage
Okay.
play. And what I love to ask all of my guests is where their stagey place is. So, Josie, for you, this could be, like we said in that previous answer, this could be a venue that you've seen a great play regionally or in London, has just inspired you to become a writer. Or this could be somebody who has been a big part of your life and got you to where you are today. So, Josie, for you, this could be Ricky Beadle-Blair. Like we say, they are going to be the director of Rotten throughout this UK tour and helped you mentor this show throughout the pandemic to now become a full-length play. Or this could be a venue that you've seen an amazing play before and inspired you to become a writer yourself. So, Josie White, tell me this, whereabouts is your stagey place?
My stagey place, I think, has to be Ricky Beadle-Blair. I think everything I've written from Rotten has come from his persistent mentorship and amazing advice and just being a great friend and supportive. And I feel like we need more people like him. And I hope to be like him in a way that I will be supportive of other artists and creatives and hopefully, give stuff back
Yeah.
like he does. So yeah, I definitely say him. It's hard to put like a finger on a specific play or a specific venue, but I think all our partners in Rotten have been instrumental in getting us where we are.
Yeah, that's brilliant. Well, yeah, like you say there, Ricky Beadle-Blair is your stage place. And like you say, without Ricky, without that mentorship over the pandemic, Rotten may not be what it is today and having this
100%.
amazing tour.
Yeah, 100, 100%.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Josie, I'd love to thank you so much for coming onto the stage of place today. Once again, we've been talking about Rotten, which is on its UK tour. All the tour dates and venues will be on our episode notes. So wherever anybody is listening to this episode of the stage of place, if they just click the link, they'll be able to find all the tour dates and wherever they can book for their venues regionally. Josie, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been great to talk about the show and really hope people listening come and join us on tour and watch it.
Thank you, Josie.
Thank you.
And there we go. That was episode 140 of the Stage Plays podcast with writer Josie White. I had such an amazing, inspiring interview about how she managed to create the world of Rotten that we will see on stage if we're able to catch it across the UK. So like I said before the interview, if you are inspired to go and see the play, please do check our episode notes where there'll be a link to all of the venues which Rotten is touring to across the UK over the next couple of weeks heading into May 2024. If this is the first time you've listened to the Stage Plays podcast, then welcome. And why not join us on social media where you can find out a little bit more about theatre news around the UK, as well as the shows that we go and see and our thoughts on the productions. We are on Instagram, X, and TikTok at The Stagey Place. And so that's it for this week's episode of The Stagey Place. I'd love to thank Josie White once again so much for coming onto the podcast, and to you, the listener, for tuning in to today's episode. Join us next week when we'll be joined by Martin Parsons, the director and one of the performers of The Hound of the Baskervilles, which is currently touring around the UK. So until you'd like to join us next time here on The Stagey Place podcast, my name's Ben Elliott. I hope you're keeping safe and staying stagey. Goodbye.